Do you get sick all the time? Feel like it takes you forever to get well once you are sick? Then you may need to pay more attention to your immune system. The immune system is your body's first line of defense against colds, flus, and other dangers. And when it's working properly, you probably will not notice it. But when your immune system is imbalanced, you'll definitely know that something is wrong. This is the Dr. Lam Show, and we're here to empower you to take control of your life as we talk about integrative medicine. I'm Dr. Carrie Lam, and I strongly believe that good health can be achieved through a mix of conventional and holistic medicine.
And I'm Dr. Jeremy Lam, and I'm an expert in using this approach to take care of chronic conditions. And today we're going to be talking about the immune system, one of the most important factors that is important in continuing good and optimal health. So we're going to give you some specific, easy, and effective strategies to boost your immune system naturally, also without worsening any adrenal fatigue issues that you might have. Let's get started with some lifestyle tips. And the first tip is to stay hydrated. Staying hydrated is really the key to supporting your immune system, right? Your body is made out of 70% of water. So it's vital to keep that and keep the body hydrated. And so when we talk about the detoxification circuit and our neuroendometabolic stress response, the water helps to flush and eliminate these toxic metabolites from your body. And so that's why staying hydrated is so very important to really help your body stay clean and to be able to continue to help detox your body.
Right. A lot of the proteins get denatured and from heat, but also from just being able to flush it out with water. Proteins that are come from viruses or bacteria or any foreign bodies, they can get denatured. So warm water to hot water is tolerable to drinking, even in the summer. I know it can be hard, but that's why Chinese people love to drink warm water or warm and hot tea, even in the restaurants, even when it's blazing hot. And so warm water is the temperature that's probably closest to your room, your own body temperature. So that's why it doesn't take a lot of effort for your body to need to heat up something like cold water if you did drink cold water. So hydration also helps with production of lymphatic fluids, and lymph is such a vital part in your immune system, and helping your body be in homeostasis means to be balanced. So lymph is also where a lot of your immune cells are held. So you want to keep that flowing and keep that going. So if you're someone who thinks that water is boring, Dr. Jeremy, what do you think they can do to help spice it up?
Well, I mean, this is some of the things that I do is to add to help support the immune system is adding lemon, cucumber, orange slices, and even rosemary to your water that can help with the taste and then also boost your immune system at the same time. You do have to be careful if you have adrenal fatigue because excessive vitamins, especially vitamin C, can be beneficial for some, but also crash some people. So make sure that you check in with whoever is helping you with your adrenal fatigue to see that, that your body can tolerate it. And so that's the first tip is water. And so, Dr. Carey, what's our second tip?
Our second tip is sunshine. And everyone knows that I love being in the sun. So sunshine actually helps being a great source of vitamin D. It's free. It's very simple to get, obviously. You just go outside for 15 minutes and depending how much you're wearing, 15 to 30 minutes, okay? And that's the amount of vitamin D that you might need. If you're in an area where sunshine is hard to come by, then yes, you might have to take vitamin D supplementation. And it's always good to get your vitamin D levels checked by blood, because then you can be optimized and truly know if you have enough vitamin D in your system. Because vitamin D is a natural steroid actually in your body. So that's how it helps with the immune system with being less inflammatory. And so sunshine is very, very great way of helping boost your immune system. However, if you have adrenal fatigue, Dr. Jeremy, what do you think people should be aware of?
Well, some people have temperature sensitivity or intolerance, and they don't do well with the heat. So, just a few minutes of exposure, especially direct sunlight, can sometimes crash people, and we've seen this in some of our patients. So, in that case, you want to go under the shade. Also, sometimes you're bringing along an umbrella is okay. You don't have to be embarrassed. It is what it is. And so, it's very important to have sunshine, and early morning is actually quite good. And we found that, before 10 a.m. is good because then it will also give you the freshness of the air that will also help. Okay. And even in the shade, you could still get UV rays if you're outside. So that's okay if you're still in the shade, if you're heat intolerant again. If you do go outside, don't wear too much sunblock because sunblock is going to block the vitamin D production on your body. So to actually help create vitamin D, just don't wear sunblock and then try not to go in direct sunlight. Like I said, just early mornings are the best to help with that sunlight.
And also, if you're trying to get sunlight through windows, it might not be the best idea because a lot of the windows do block UV rays, and therefore your body will not be able to convert the sun rays to the vitamin D that you need in your body. So you can't get vitamin D through windows, just so you know.
So, which of these ideas that we've talked about so far do you think you can implement today to make the most difference? If you want to make a lasting change, you shouldn't try to adopt all of them at once. This will only overwhelm you and cause additional stress, which is the last thing you need if your adrenals are weak. So, just choose one strategy, whether it's, drinking more water and making small changes, such as, just making some small goals of how much water you're going to drink each day. You'll be surprised at what a difference it'll make for your life. And so that's an easy way to make a lifestyle change. But for more help and support with that process, you can call our team at 714-709-8000 for a free initial phone call and more ideas on how to boost your immune system. Now, Dr. Carey, what's the third thing that we're going to be recommending that helps with boosting the immune system?
So you want to make sure from this lifestyle to make sure you're getting an adequate amount of sleep. That's the third thing, right? Sleep regulates the cytokine production in your body, which in turn helps the regulation of your immune system and the inflammation that goes on. That's how your body really reduces the amount of inflammation through your sleep. Sleep is very interesting because if you do have enough sleep, you can't really force your body to go to sleep, right? It's not going to happen. Sleep is something that's very natural. And if you have enough sleep, you will automatically wake up. You just have no option. But at the same time, if you don't have enough sleep, your body will force you to go to sleep, being very tired, especially in the afternoon. You have an afternoon slump. And so the lesson is that if you have to go to sleep at a certain time, and then let's say before 10 o'clock, you have to really train your body and your circadian rhythm to get used to that time. It's not something that is just easy to change overnight. And you have to listen to your adrenals and listen to your body. If you need naps during the daytime, then take the naps because some adrenal fatigue people are just so tired, right? A lot of times when you think sleep hygiene, you try not to sleep in the middle of the day in order to help you sleep better at night. But if you have adrenal fatigue, you might need that afternoon nap. You just maybe don't have to have it so long in the afternoon. You can take cat naps. So always ask your provider about what is the best way to tackle your sleep because it is one of the hardest things to deal with when you have adrenal fatigue.
The biggest problem today in adrenal fatigue is what we call autonomic imbalances. And patients often complain of being very wired and yet also very tired. They can't go to sleep when they need to. They wake up in the middle of the night and have a very dysregulated circadian rhythm. And so, that's worsens that's so that's worse for the immune system because it lowers the immune system, right? So that's why people that don't have good rest tend to get free infections more frequently and tend to also have longer bouts of infection. And so, talking about sleep is a whole separate discussion, But suffice to say that sleep is very important for the immune system. So don't fight it. If you feel like you need rest and you need sleep, just go ahead and take it. There are so many sleeping aids as well, but we have to warn you that sleeping aids can sometimes be beneficial. Sometimes it can also backfire. It can have an exaggerated response or a paradoxical response as well, especially if you're in the advanced stages of adrenal fatigue. So if you're in that situation, just give us a call and we'll guide you through what to do, because everyone is different and everybody's body is also different.
Next, we're going to talk about a positive attitude. We all know how important this is, especially when you're staying home and you just feel like sometimes your liberty is lost and you're bedridden. We want to make sure you have a good mood, because a negative attitude can actually bring more stress and worry. And stress and worry makes your adrenals more fatigued, therefore having less cortisol, therefore being more inflamed, therefore affecting your immune system more. So think of your immune system like warriors and soldiers on the front lines of defense. They want to be inspired before they go into battle. They want this arousing, uplifting, positive speech and attitude in order to help them fight well. And they don't want to dwell on bad things that can happen. So that's why you should really focus on the positive. Some other things you can do is unplug from news. You know, sometimes it can just be very overwhelming. And most of the times they only report on bad things, bad news. But I do like hearing good news. So there are certain channels that would be able to give you good news from time to time. So focus more on positivity and what you're grateful for. How do people do that, Dr. Jeremy?
Well, we recommend, you know, writing in your journal for what you're grateful for, because studies have shown that when you are writing down what you're grateful for, you can actually stay joyful. You can have a more balanced cortisol level. And so that's a good thing if you're wanting to have more of a positive attitude. So it all sounds pretty simple, right? Sleep well, get some sunlight, drink more water, and don't dwell on negative things in life. These ideas are simple, but the difference they can make to your immune system can be profound. And if you're struggling with these changes and just want to know more about adrenal fatigue, you can always talk to our expert team at 714-709-8000. And so let's dive into some of the foods that are really great for the immune system. We know that apple cider vinegar helps maintain a healthy gut flora with good probiotics. And so keeping a very healthy digestive system means that your immune system is going to stay strong as well. And the key to apple cider vinegar and other foods that we're going to mention is the fermentation. And the fermentation provides a lot of great probiotics. So other great fermented foods like sauerkraut, miso, kimchi, or natto. They're all really good fermented foods that can give you good probiotics to support your immune system.
However, you do want to be careful if you have candida or systemic candida, that because fermented foods can make the candida grow more, all right? Or if you have histamine issues, anything that's fermented might make that worse if you're a sensitive body. So just depending on who you talk to, what kind of body you have, what underlying issues, then you want to be careful about fermented foods. But otherwise, they are a very great form of probiotics. Another type of food that's really good for your immune system is garlic contains a chemical called adenosine, which really helps to support the immune system. It also helps improve blood circulation, reduce stress and anxiety, help with blood pressure, things like that. So it's very good. And unfortunately, garlic can be very strong on your gastric system, especially if you take it raw and like a ground garlic all at once. So if you have a weak stomach, then you have to be very careful about that. But, you know, some people love it and it's a great food. We recommend a lot of our clients to take it. It's garlic to help with the immune system. What other foods are there, Dr. Jeremy?
One thing we often recommend is to take either chicken broth or beef broth, because it's packed with nutrients and minerals to help support the immune system. even your traditional, right, home remedy can work. And so it's very soothing during these times as well. Some things that we sometimes add to soups is also ginger, as ginger is a very powerful antioxidant that's also very natural. And so it reduces inflammation, also helps with detox, and it aids in digestion. So taking some ginger during these, when you're feeling more down and ill, is good to help boost your immune system. Another one is beets, and beets is a great detoxifier. And so the detox circuit is important to the immune system. So beets are a great food to add to, you know, salads or to cook with in some of your meals. And lastly, turmeric, which has been used for centuries, is also good for the immune system because it's a great anti-inflammatory agent. It also improves liver function as well. So that's why turmeric is very good to help boost the immune system. And so, you know, of all the foods that we've talked about, do you think you can add one or two easily to your diet? Because it can have quite a positive impact on your immune system. There are a lot more foods that can impact your immune system. So if you like some more ideas about what to eat for support, then talk to our team at 714-709-8000.
We thank you for listening, and we hope that you have some take-home useful tips on how to boost your immunity, whether it's water, drinking enough water, sleeping well, or the right foods to eat. We hope that you found this Dr. Lam show very helpful. So please subscribe to the show so that we can keep bringing you practical strategies to help you achieve good health. Goodbye for now. Remember that we are the Dr. Lam show. We're here to empower you to take control of your health.
This podcast has been produced and broadcast solely for informational and educational purposes by Lam Clinic. Statements and views expressed in this podcast are not medical advice and have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. The products and supplements discussed in this podcast are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. If you believe you may have a medical condition, please consult your own doctor. Opinions of guests are their own, and Lam Clinic does not endorse or accept responsibility for any of the statements and views made by guests. The views and opinions of guests in the podcast are their own and do not reflect those of Lam Clinic. This podcast does not make any representations or warranties about guest qualifications or credibility. In some cases, individuals on the podcast may have a direct or indirect financial interest in the products or services referred to herein. Podcast listeners should always seek the advice of their physicians or other qualified health providers with any questions they may have regarding their own medical conditions. Podcast listeners must always continue to follow the advice of their personal physicians for all of their medical needs.